Why? Why Dukkha Sagar? Because our Kurma Brahman also is in Dukkha Sagar now. He says in Samsara. Also our Vasudeva leper is also in Dukkha because Mahaprabhu goes away now. So chose this song.
Dukkha Sagar Vasi Achi Utari Janina
Dukhe Sagare Bhoshiye Chhi Utariye Janina
Dukhe Sagare Bhoshiye Chhi Utariye जानीना
दुखेर सागरे भसिए ओ तारिए जानीना
उतल देउ हासी छे छुटिया कि होवे ताहा जानीना
उतल देओ आशीष छुटिया कि होवे ताहा जानीना
उतल देओ आशीष छुटिया कि होवे ताहा जानीना सागरे भसी अची उतारिए जानीना
दुखे सागरे भसी अची उतारिए जानीना
दीन दयाल तुम्हें भगवान पार कराया माय सामने तूफान
दीन दयाल तुमी भगवान पार कराया माय सामने तूफान
दीन दयाल तुमी भगवान पार कराया माय सामने तूफान
दयाल तुमी भगवान पार करो आमाय सामने तूफान
तुमी यदि प्रभु नहीं करो पार हारे राशा राखी ना
तुमी यदि प्रभु नहीं करो
तुमी यदि प्रभु नहीं करो पार पारे राशा राखीना
तुमी यदि प्रभु नहीं करो पार पारे राशा राखीना
हे सागरे वसीये ची उतारिए जानीना
दुखे सागरे वसीये ची उतारिए जानीना जानीना
जानीना
beautiful meaning.
I'm swimming in the ocean of material suffering and I do not know of any way to be lifted out. Oh Lord, please rescue me from the raging storm that is rapidly approaching with torrents of rain. When it reaches me, I do not know what will happen. You, O Lord, are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is merciful to poor fallen souls. Please save me from the terrible storm that menaces before me. If you do not deliver me, O Lord, then I do not even hope to be saved.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda,
చైతన్య చరితామృతికి, శ్రీ గౌర నితాయికి, శ్రీలా ప్రభుపాదికి, గౌరభక్త వృందకి, కలిగిపోతున్న హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధగుంజారి శ్రీ గౌరనితాయికి. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయా చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. నమః ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే, నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే, వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ దిస్ చైతన్య చరితామృత. మధ్య లీలా చాప్టర్ 7, టువర్డ్స్ ద ఎండ్ వి వర్ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ ద కుర్మ బ్రాహ్మన్స్ కన్వర్సేషన్ విత్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య. వాట్ వాస్ ద వర్స్ నెంబర్? వన్ థర్టీనా? ఎస్టర్డే వి రెడ్ దీస్ పర్పస్ వి కంప్లీటెడ్. నౌ వి ఆర్ ఎంటరింగ్ ఇన్ టు this completed na vastivlar. Yeah, today we'll complete this vastivlar. So you can read these lessons once again, this 130 text, 130 lessons. Yeah,
lessons from purport from text 130. One who surrenders to Lord Chaitanya and is ready to follow him with heart and soul does not need to change his location, nor is it necessary for one to change his status.
Yeah,
one may remain a householder, a medical practitioner, an engineer, or whatever.
So I was just recently reading one of the purports from Bhagavad Gita. You all know that famous verse, raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indriyascharan atma vashyer vidheyatma prasadam adigacchati. Very very beautiful purport Prabhupada gives there. The word raga means attachments and dvesha means aversions. So in this world we all have our own attachments for things which may not be good for us. For Kurma Brahman, he has attachment to renunciation now. Is it good for him? Therefore what Mahaprabhu says, you have to give up that attachment to coming with me, you remain in your home, he is saying, isn't it? And aversions, what are his aversions? He says he thinks that the samsara, he is feeling averse at the moment. So Mahaprabhu feels that he has to continue in the family for some more time. So he is telling him to do two things, you know, chant Hare Krishna and do preaching. So in that purport, Prabhupada writes one amazing thing. He says, a devotee need not be even bothered about spiritual advancement, but he should be only bothered about pleasing Krishna and pleasing Guru. Like that he says. And the reason he says why. Sometimes a particular action may be considered, you know, sinful even, or sometimes improper action. For example, telling somebody to remain in samsara, correct, no? It is considered improper thing, correct, no? Somebody is already saying, I want to renounce, and everybody may think that, you know, dharma, artha, kama, finally, moksha. So one is ready to renounce, and you tell him to be in samsara. It appears like it is bad. But is it bad for Kurma Brahman? It's not bad. Now, Arjuna wants to run away from the battlefield. He looks like a very nice gentleman who is completely non-violent, and the whole world may say, oh, he's such a nice man, he doesn't want to fight. But what Krishna is telling him to do? Fight. So, telling him to fight a very violent battle and kill millions of soldiers, that appears like a very cruel act or a violent act, but that is what is needed for dharma. Similarly, for Kurma Brahman, his dharma right now is to stick to home and perform his chanting and preaching and continue to fulfill his family responsibilities in a regulated way and then eventually become liberated. So, you remember, unregulated, regulated, liberated. So, right now, he is not liberated yet. So, artificially renouncing family life would cause more damage to him and the family members. So, therefore, Mahaprabhu is telling him that, therefore, in the path of Vaishnava life, Prabhupada says that, sometimes somebody may think that something is wonderful for him to do in relation to religion, but if Guru and Krishna are not sanctioning it, it is useless, he is saying. So, therefore, Guru exactly knows what is good for everybody. Prabhupada was giving sannyas in Vrindavan. So, in the morning lecture he was speaking, sannyasa means one shouldn't stay in one place. You should just travel around, place to place, distributing mercy, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and everything, he said. So, after the Bhagavatam was over, both the sannyasis came to take blessing from Prabhupada, one after another. So, the first one came to Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada said, you have been always staying in one place and running a temple, now you should, you know, you have taken, since you have taken sannyas, now you go out and preach, Prabhupada told him, as he told you in the morning. So, Prabhupada spoke to him a few minutes and sent him off. Then the next sannyasi came, and Prabhupada told him that, I want you to stay here. You stay in Vrindavan, and you are a sannyasi now, you are a senior man, you can take responsibility for this project. Then one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, just a few minutes ago, another fellow, he told him, sannyasi means you should travel around. And then Prabhupada said, yes, it's true, one should travel around, but right now for this person, staying in one place is good, and he can also do good to the project. And that is what is the need of the hour. So, Guru knows what is the need of the hour, just like Priyavrat was told to get married and run the world. Correct, no? So, that was the need of the hour. And he obliged. Because he acted to please Krishna and Guru, he was successful, ultimately successful. So, also one place Prabhupada says, if someone is a sannyasi, he is not yet strong. Somehow he took sannyas, Prabhupada says, by sentiment or providence. In one place he writes, somebody takes sannyas out of sentiment. Or somebody takes sannyas out of providence also sometimes, inspired he takes, and then later on he finds himself not very competent. He is not sufficiently studied, sufficiently philosophical, sufficiently stable, sufficiently sense-controlled, sufficiently enlightened, sufficiently realized. He feels that, oh, I have prematurely taken, and what he should do? He doesn't have to give up sannyas. What he can do? Stay in one place under the custody of a very inspiring senior, and then with his connection and inspiration, he should practice and preach to the best of his ability and stabilize his spiritual life. That is the Prabhupada says. So, therefore, you cannot make a flat rule that, you know, if one is a sannyasi, you should only travel around and preach. Correct, no? For somebody, it may be good to travel. Somebody, it may be good to stay. For somebody, it may be good to take up management. For somebody, it may be good to renounce management. Isn't it? Therefore, one should know what is expected of me from the superiors and then do the needful. And that Prabhupada says, if you do that, then your senses and mind will become controlled, he says. This is Vaishnava procedure, he says. Otherwise, people like Vishwamitra and all, they went to the forest to control their senses and become a Brahma Rishi out of some envy or competition. And he got into a lot of trouble, we know that, isn't it? If you ask anybody, why you want to do what you are doing, there will be some little motive immediately. Somebody says, I want to, I want to join the ashram or something. Why? Because my job is very demanding outside. I cannot work so hard. That means basically indirectly saying that I want to relax. So is ashram good for a person who wishes to relax? No, therefore here you find, one who surrenders to Lord Chaitanya and ready to follow him with the heart and soul. Sthani sthita shruti gatam tanuvan manodir. Stay in the same situation and do what Mahaprabhu says. You are a householder, medical practitioner, engineer, whatever you may be. Yeah. Go ahead.
One has to learn humility.
So that means what? Anukulya sasankalpa? What is anukul, what is pratikul, one should know. Accept whatever is favorable. Therefore, you will see that, like, you know, Ramananda Rai was a governor of Madras. Huh? And he was a Shudra, governor of Madras, politician. How can such a person whose heart is flooding with Krishna Prema work on such a post? So he felt that was good for him to do at that time. And Mahaprabhu told him to retire, he retired. And then came to Puri. Correct. No? Pratapurudra, you know, his heart is flooding with devotion. He was ready to wear an ivory ring and wear the dress of a mendicant to go and meet Mahaprabhu and renounce the kingship of Orissa. Correct, no? But you can see that was his readiness level to surrender to Lord Chaitanya. But he was told to continue as a king. Correct, no? So that was what was good for him to do, because as a king he is protecting religious principles. So it was good for him to continue like that. So therefore, Vaishnava philosophy, my Lord, it is so deep and profound. Don't go by the external appearance of anybody. Some soul may be in a Mataji's body. Some soul may be in a, you know, Prabhuji's body. Somebody may be a rich man. Somebody may be a poor man. Somebody may be a scholarly person. So it's very difficult to know. Like this fellow, what is his name? Mukunda, who was a doctor, no? He went to the king, huh? Mukundat, no? Yeah. He was standing on a dais and prescribing some medicine for the king. The king's servant was, you know, fanning the king. As soon as he saw the peacock feather, what happened? He fainted unconscious. And from the top of stage, he fell to the ground. Huh? Immediately all people came running to pick him up, sprinkle water on his face, and king also came. So when he got up, the king asked, "What happened, doctor? Huh? You came to treat me with some medicine. What happened to you?" Immediately Mukunda Datta hid the actual truth and he told, "Actually, I have a problem of epilepsy, fits, you know. Sometimes I get fits. Therefore, I fell down," he said. King said, "No, I know very well. You saw the peacock feather and you became reminded of Krishna's peacock feather." He said, "So therefore, if somebody considers Mukunda Datta to be an ordinary doctor, you know, that would be very offensive, correct, no? He's externally doctor. Internally, his heart is sold out to Krishna. Ramanandra is externally a Shudra and a governor of Madras, but internally his heart is sold out to Krishna. So who is surrendered how much to Guru and Krishna? Only Krishna knows. So, and therefore, people taking worldly responsibilities like Priyavrata or Arjuna fighting the battle of Kurukshetra, appearing externally to be a violent person, or Vasudev, his name is Shauri, his name only Shauri. Shauri means a Shuryata. But he never lifted the sword. And that is his Shuryata. That means, you know, imagine if he lifted the sword when Devaki was about to be killed there, the result would have been what? He would be immediately arrested by Kamsa's men. And Devaki would have been killed on the spot and he would be subsequently killed. But why the term Shauri is explained? He was so chival dressed that for Krishna's pressure he didn't take the sword. Therefore he is called Shauri. So in this way, we should know that this is the only question we all have to ask. How best can I serve? Please repeat.
How best can I serve?
Yeah, in a particular situation. So one time I was talking to my spiritual master. So he was telling, sometime very plainly he will tell me certain things very frankly without hesitation. So he told me, in case you have to deal with a candidate, to help the candidate in spiritual life. He said, sometimes the best thing you can do is to, you know, encourage the devotee and let him take some more time to grow. Another time, it may be good to chastise the devotee and rectify his flaw so that he will not fall away. And then Maharaj said, thirdly, sometimes the best thing you can do is to pull out yourself and request another devotee to guide him, because that is the way best you can serve. He said, I said, but Maharaj, in the third case, I am not serving only, I said. You are telling me to pull out. Where am I serving? He said, yes, you are serving by pulling out. He said, you are serving by pulling yourself out of situation. If you push yourself into the situation and try to help the devotee, it will cause more damage than good. Therefore, one of the ways to serve is also to pull out and let another devotee guide the devotee. Amazing, no? So, therefore, in all the three cases, what is the question we are asking? How best can I serve in the situation? Therefore, Vaishnava philosophy is very, very profound philosophy. Go ahead.
One has to learn humility and meekness at home, following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in that way, one's life will be spiritually successful.
Yeah, like one One time, one husband-wife couple had a heated argument. The mother used to always say that you should be soft with the son. You know, if you are so harsh, it won't be good. When he grows up, you know, he will get cut off from us. And the father said, unless you are heavy with the boy, he is not going to, he is in 20th rank now. We want to bring him at least to 5th or 6th rank in the class. And the father said, wait and watch this year, how I improve it. So he was like handling him very heavy, chastising and twisting ear and very strongly getting on his case. So the father could at the most bring him up to 15th rank. He couldn't raise him beyond that. And the lady said, see, you know, harshness doesn't work. So you have to be soft. So then she said, now you leave him to me, I will take care. This year you see how I improve his score. Because in this world you should be very positive, very loving. Always you just shower love and just see how things come up. So now when the next following year what she did, again the boy went back to 20th rank. Then again she was trying to lovingly feed him very nice items and everything. And she also could bring him only up to 15th again. He was somehow or other convinced not go beyond, go above 15th. Then both of them decided the best way we can serve this boy is they gave him a tuition teacher. They sent him for tuition. And the boy went to 5th rank after that. So, they understood the best way they could serve the boy was to pull out. Because he takes mother for granted very easily. And he is really decided not to follow what father says. Correct now. So, therefore, in the current situation of Kurma Brahmana, Mahaprabhu is so mature, he knows who should do what, at what the right timing. He is telling him, learn humility and meekness at home, and following the instructions of Mahaprabhu, and then one can be spiritually successful. Why Prabhupada says this in the purport? People who face difficulties in samsara, oftentimes, they either have a possessive nature of possessing the wife and wealth and everything, and that possessive nature also causes pride also. And the result of pride is controlling mentality or bossing mentality. So many homes are not happy homes for this reason, because of possessive mentality, enjoying mentality, controlling mentality. So therefore one has to remain at home and purify this lower tendencies by chanting Hare Krishna and preaching, and gradually one will get purified. I've seen there's one grihastha in South India. He has a Radha Madhava deity at home. So on Sunday, after 10 o'clock or so, you know, they would spend almost 2 hours bathing the deity, dressing the deity, ornamenting the deity and decorating the deity very beautifully on that day. Evening they have a program. They call some 30-40 people for a program. And very, you know, regulated and disciplined way, every Sunday he will do that. So in this way, grihasthas have their prescription by the Guru that they should worship the deity, put up aarti, put up festivals and preach and chant and live an exemplary life and try to cultivate humility and meekness at home and not try to rough handle the situations and people and don't increase the pains of samsara. Next point.
Point 3. One should not try to be an artificially advanced devotee thinking, I am a first class devotee. Such thinking should be avoided.
So, some people want to renounce and wear the saffron dress to be seen as elevated people. So, it's used like a status symbol. Is it good? See, simply useless. It's not a status symbol. Actually, the saffron dress means you are a fakir. You are a beggar. What status beggar has? Imagine if a beggar goes in a car with a begging bowl and extends begging bowl out of the window. Sir, give alms. Will anybody give? So, people will say, what kind of beggar is that? He comes in a car and asks for alms. Nobody will give him. In the same manner, somebody wears a saffron dress and behaves like a materialist just for the sake of earning a status symbol. You know, that saffron is not valuable. Nobody is going to take him seriously. He will become a laughing stock. So, therefore, Prabhupada is saying that, don't just pretend to be a first-class devotee. Actually become one. You become actually a first-class devotee. Yes.
Point 4. It is best not to accept any disciples. 5. One has to become purified at home by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and preaching the principles enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 6. Thus one can become a spiritual master and be freed from the contamination of material life.
Prabhupada says in one lecture, Guru Haiya, when Mahaprabhu says, what is the meaning of that? He doesn't say that you have to have a lot of followers and you have to be internationally acclaimed guru and all. He says, whichever basti you are in, if you are a tailor, for example, all the tailor families will be in that locality, you cultivate them. And if you are a dhobi, okay, dhobi families you cultivate. If you are a student, cultivate other students. If you are an IT man, working in IT company, okay, cultivate other IT engineers who are your friends. In your own locality, a husband and wife can practice spiritual life peacefully and attract the people in their neighborhood. For example, even if 10-12 people come for a weekly program, they are called guru only. They become shiksha guru of those people. And they guide them for over the years and they make some committed devotees. He is also called as a guru. Amaragya, Guru Haya, Tarayadesh. If he delivers those few families and then he himself led a very faithful life on the order of guru and Krishna, they will go back to Godhead. So this is one thing we should know. Sometimes there is a wrong notion in people that to be a guru means it has to be, one has to be extremely influential in a very big way. Actually, all of us as devotees, we have so many limitations. But the most important thing is, with all these limitations, how sincerely we are trying to render service. So in this way, very nice things. Now let's go to the story of the leper Vasudeva. So here the Brahmana Vasudeva, very great devotee. He was suffering from leprosy, body filled with living worms, not just dead worms. So there used to be worms in his body, in different parts of the body. Sometimes the worms will fall away and Vasudeva will pick them up and put them back. And what was his logic? He would say that, you know, as much this body belongs to me, it belongs to them also. They have found body as a living place. How I can drive them away? So, he was an enlightened devotee. And Mahaprabhu had come to Kurmagram. And he stayed in the night. And Vasudeva leper came to know. And then he thought that tomorrow early morning, I will go and meet him. He was thinking like that. It became very late at night. But early morning, Mahaprabhu got up and left. And Vasudeva broke down to tears. We will read some of those verses. So, Vasudeva thought, now I'll never get to meet him. But then, something miraculous happened. Correct? 141, na?
136 to
177. I want to read only this. Okay, this we will say. Ratri te sunila te ho gosai ragamana.
Te sunila te ho gosai ragamana.
Dekhi bare aila prabhate kurmera bhavana.
Dekhi bare aila prabhate kurmera bhavana. Then one night, Vasudeva heard of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival. And in the morning, he came to see the Lord at the house of Kurma.
Prabhu ragamana kurma mukhete shuniya.
Pana kurma mukhete shuniya.
Bhumite padila dukhe murchita haya.
Bhumite padila dukhe murchita haya.
See the response of Vasudeva for not having got the opportunity to meet this great soul. I mean, meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one of, you know, fainting on the ground, unconscious. He fell to the ground with great lamentation. Because the Shastras say that if one loses the golden opportunity to see the Lord eye to eye or serve the Lord, there is one verse, you know, Yesham sam smaranat pumsam Shudyo sadhyanti vai grihaha kim kim punah darshana sparsha pada shaucha sanadi vihi. That's a verse. Parikshit Maharaj tells to Shukadeva Goswami. He says, Yesham samsmaranat pumsam means Simply remembering a great Vaishnava itself is highly purifying. We say, no, tomara hrdaya sada go. What is it? No. Darshane pavitra karo. He says, no? He says, Gangara parasa hoile pashate pava. Darshane pavitra karo ye tumara gun. Devar karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai. Devar karuna karo Patita pavana toma vine ke honai. Gangara paraja hoile paschate pavana. Darshane pavitra karo ye tumara gun. Tomastane aparadet, Haristane aparadet, are harina. Tomastane aparadet, nahi karitran. Tomara hrudoye sada Govinda Vishram. Govinda kohe na mora Vaishnava para. Prati janme kori asha charane radhuni. Narotame karo daya apnara bole. Devaro karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai. So, very beautiful song, very simple meaning. He is saying that only by touching the waters of Ganges, one gets purified. But simply by looking at you, by taking darshan of a Vaishnava with a tilak, with the attire of a Vaishnava devotee, and his lips, decorated with the chanting of the holy name, and Vaishnava's nature is to always glorify Krishna and delight in Krishna consciousness. And anything related to Maya, he is completely callous, uninterested. Very rare, to see the Vaishnava souls. So, generally you will see the common masses, they are all one jati, one category. Like you will see, typical you will find, watching movies, going for parties, eating out here and there, and not very clean in habits, eating non-veg, and talking about all kinds of sports, cinema, and everybody is thinking about my education, my money making, my sense gratification, typical in the material world, wherever you turn around. So in that crowd of mass of people, you find one Vaishnava emerging from the crowd, wearing a tilak with a Vaishnava attire, with bead bag, and then doing kirtan and delighting in sharing katha as well as hearing katha. And simply devoted to worshipping the Lord's deity form. Most important thing is, relishing such a life and living such a life with no other diversion. Actually, we should think about it very seriously, because his body, mind, words are completely absorbed. We say, what is that verse? Karmana manasa gira, one verse. Ihayasya harerdasya karmana manasa gira nikilashva pravastasu jivan muktasya uchyate. He says, jivan mukta completely. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami one very famous verse. Akshno phalam twadrisha darshanam hi tano phalam twadrisha gatra sangam jihva phalam twadrisha kirtanam va sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. He's telling Sanatan, the perfection of my eyesight is to see a Vaishnava like you, he says. Perfection of my tongue is to glorify a Vaishnava like you. perfection of my sense of touch is to touch the body of a Vaishnava like you. For in this world, it is very rare indeed to see such Vaishnavas like you. He says, Muktanam Visiddhanam Narayana Parayana Sudurlabha Prashantatma Kotishwati Mahamane. One in a crore of Muktasana Siddhas, the devotee is one. So, therefore, in India, the culture is there that if a sant or a devotee comes to someone's home, people, neighbors come running to offer obeisances and beg for blessings, sit and hear little katha, take part in kirtan. Actually, my personal experience during the Bhagavata distribution, any place I went, many of the neighborhood people would come immediately without any reservation. People think, because it's an occasional thing for them, it's not a frequent thing. So, here Lord Chaitanya is not even a saint, he is Krishna himself, who is full in all six opulences. And both Kurma and Kurma Brahmana and Vasudev are already devotees of Mahaprabhu. They are looking for him. So, Murchita Haya, he is saying, Bhumite Padila Dukhe Murchita Haya. Like you find when Krishna leaves this planet and returns to his own abode, how Arjuna and Yudhishthira behaved, correct na? Isn't it? Arjuna had streams of tears flowing from his eyes. When Yudhishthira heard it, the next moment he gave up his kingly attire and wore saffron dress, took a stick in the hand and then headed towards north. Immediately you will see. So quick response, immediate response. That means if Krishna is there, I rule. If Krishna is not there, I give up the rule. Yes. You know, nothing in this world, in no personal ambitions at all. Here he is saying he is for fainting unconscious, hearing that Mahaprabhu has left. Yeah, already left.
Aneka prakara vilap karite lagila.
विलाप करिते लागिला
क्षण आसी प्रभु तारे आलिंगिला
क्षण आसी प्रभु तारे आलिंगिला.
When Vasudev the leper Brahmana was lamenting due to not being able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord immediately returned to that spot and embraced him.
Amazing, na? So this is a proof that the Lord is the super soul in the heart of everybody. Depending on one's intensity of eagerness and feelings of separation, a devotee wishes to meet the Lord, Lord will give his audience. Correct, no? His feelings of separation and lamentation were so intense, and the Lord reciprocated with that very, very powerfully. Yeah. Just like we were saying the other day, you know, in Paita, Krishna's two hands melted away when he saw Radharani. Why? Because Radharani's eyes were brimming with tears and Kajal next to it, Kajal, and it was, tears were flowing and her hair was disheveled searching Krishna. When Krishna saw her, he broke down. He could not maintain his so-called Vishnu form. With other gopis, he could trick them. He could show direction, go straight, you will find Krishna there. He could cheat, but he could not do that with Radharani. Similarly, here you find the intensity of his separation is so strong. Vasudev leper.
प्रभु स्पर्शे दुख संगे कुष्ठ दूरे गेला
प्रभु स्पर्शे दुख संगे कुष्ठ दूरे गेला
आनंद सहिते अंग सुंदर हईला
आनंद सहिते अंग सुंदर हईला.
See, when many people they expect miracles to happen in the path of religious life, even Jesus sometimes, you know, Jesus walked on water, you know. He stopped a storm. He healed, people who were extremely sickly and who couldn't be cured by any doctor or anybody, simply by touching them. So many people are fascinated to hear about this. In South India also, there are stories of Jains who had suffered and who were cured by some particular religious leader or somebody, and then they then started following that person after that. So people generally think that if somebody is a devotee or a sadhu, they should have some magical powers, supernatural powers, either by wishing them or touching them or sprinkling some water or giving some item to keep at home or something. People expect, correct, no? to some magic. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's general procedure is not going around doing magic to everybody. Generally, his magic is giving Krishna Prem to everybody. He makes everybody cry, love of God. No, he says, no, Kaviraj Goswami says, I am not going to repeat what he did everywhere. Only one thing he did, wherever he went, Vismita Haila. And he will become very excited seeing the deities. And then he will chant, he will dance, and all the other people will become astonished. They will also chant and dance. And whoever glanced, whomever he glanced upon, they all become devotees. And then Mahaprabhu proceeds ahead like that. That's what he was doing. But occasionally you find Mahaprabhu performs some miracles also, because he's Krishna. Naturally, it's a, you know, all miracles are at his fingertips. He can do any time. Here, what is he doing? Prabhu sparshe dukkha sange kushta dura dure gela. The kushta rog, the infection of leprosy, you know, disappeared by the Mahaprabhu's touch, along with the unhappiness he had that I could not meet Mahaprabhu. So there was lamentation in the mind and physical pain in the body. Both disappeared. And the result was what? Ananda sahite anga sundara haila. Yeah, read the translation please.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched him, both the leprosy and his distress went to a distant place. Indeed, Vasudev's body became very beautiful to his great happiness.
Pura kripa dekitara vismaya haila mana.
Pura kripa dekitara vismaya haila mana.
Shloka padi paye dhari karaye stavana.
Shloka padi paye dhari karaye stavana.
The Brahmana Vasudeva was astonished to behold the wonderful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, touching the Lord's lotus feet.
Kvaham daridra papiyan, kva Krishna Shri Niketanaha, Brahma Bandhuriti Smaham,
Brahma Bandhuriti Smaham,
Bahubhyam Parirambitah,
Bahubhyam Parirambitah.
Swami Sudama Brahman, and 10th canto, 80-81 chapter. Pa aham daridra papiyan. When he is returning after going to Dwaraka, you know, the thoughts of meeting Krishna, Krishna washing his feet, feeding him prasad, putting him to sleep, massaging his feet, Rukmini also fanning him, and the kind of warm love, care and affection, treatment, intimacy, respect, everything he received, that was actually swelling in his heart, and he had uncontrollable tears coming from his eyes, and he was telling to himself, Paham daridra papiyan, who am I? I am a poverty stricken, not even Brahmana, I am a Brahma Bandhu, he said. On the other hand, who is Krishna? He is husband of the goddess of fortune. And although he is so exalted, although I am so insignificant, although he is so great, I am so small, although he is the purest of the pure and I am a Brahma Bandhu, but Bahubhyam Parirambitaha, with his arms he embraced me. You know, considering myself so intimate with him. So, in the same feelings he got. Now here, Vasudeva also. Bahustuti kari kahe shunadaya maya. Jive ye guna nahi tomate ye haya. More deki mora gandhe palaya pamara. Hena more sparsha tumi swatantra ishvara.
Yeah. The Brahmana Vasudev continued, O my merciful Lord, such mercy is not possible for ordinary living entities. Such mercy can be found only in you. Upon seeing me, even a sinful person goes away due to my bad bodily order. Yet you have touched me. Such is the independent behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Actually, this is one of the pastimes quoted to prove the supremacy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Krishna loves the living entities so much. It is only Krishna who will never abhor or hate any living entity, even if their body is full of source, like Sanatana Goswami had, body full of source, or even if one's body is filled with leprosy, leprosy people are actually considered contagious and they are not even allowed to live in the village. They are supposed to live in the outskirts. They will be put in the outskirts and somebody will drop food and come back. So, in the same manner, now COVID patients are also frightening to many people. People say that even if you go for the cremation program and then you come back, you will come back with the COVID, with the virus, you may come back. So, there is a great fear. I heard in Hyderabad, they were saying, if somebody is a COVID patient and the breathing problem is very severe and he is showing very serious symptoms, then they don't entertain anybody coming to hospital with such a person. You have to just give a call to hospital. They bring a big ambulance van. They will come with a packet kind of thing. And they will be coming like we have this people in moon landing, they have, no? That type of thing people are wearing and big thing, they come like this and then they practically with all equipments, they pick him up and put him in the packet up to this thing and, they keep a facility for him to breathe. They take him to the hospital. In case he survives, the operations are 8 lakh, 10 lakh rupees for sometimes. If he survives, it's good. If he doesn't survive, then they arrange for him to be cremated also. And one or two family members are allowed to participate from a great distance or something. It's very, actually, because it's considered contagious, correct, no? Contagious diseases people keep away, and because it can spread through sneezing or cough or touch and things like that, so people are afraid, correct? No? But here Mahaprabhu, what is he doing? He embraced Vasudeva leper. So Vasudeva leper says that, my dear Lord, no human being, no living being can do such a thing. Because actually even all of us, we may love somebody, but if they are very sickly, if they are sneezing, coughing, will you go and embrace them? And we always have a fear. We say, Prabhu, I love you very much. Along with social distancing, I love you. Isn't it? Love with social distance. So we have fear, certainly. Because, we want to express our affection to them, but at the same time, we want to protect ourselves also. But Lord Krishna's love, goes beyond all such barriers. You can see that. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan, for a mother, the stool and urine passed by the child is like chandan mixed with aguru and camphor. Child's stool. Like that he said. Any of you can you realize this statement? For that you have to take the birth of a mother. And then you become a mother and beget a child and clean the stool and urine of a child, then we will get the realization. How many of you have seen mothers picking up the stool and throwing and then washing hands and changing diaper? You have seen, no? Mothers do that. Very casually they do it. And very rare to find. Imagine somebody, there was one devotee in the health department in our temple. Another devotee was taking care. And the devotee, like that he vomited. And the vomit fell in the floor like this. And this devotee immediately brought something. And with his own hands, he moved all the vomit. He put it into this and then he disposed it, cleaned that place, washed the soap. The other devotee broke down to tears. He said, Prabhuji, I cannot understand what kind of Vaishnava you are. Who is the person in this world who will touch someone's vomit to clean this? And the other devotee said, Prabhu, I am a health in charge. I am taking care of you. So, I am just doing it. It's my service to you. But this devotee was very amazed. Because generally we are very allergic to such things. Correct, no? As soon as you see, somebody says you will run away. And then you may say that, I will send some servant or somebody, cleaning man or somebody. You make a phone call, hey Prabhu, udhar jao. So, vomit kar diya, clear karo usko. You will say like that, no? Correct, no? So, where is our love for the other jivas? Actually, this is Shamanand was telling once, when sometimes you go in a train, there is a very beautiful baby somebody is having. And the baby is smiling very beautifully. And other people become very eager also. You've seen that? Thoda idhar aa jao beta. They call him, they take him in their lap. You've seen that? They caress him, they feed something. So Shamanand was telling that it is very easy to care for another person's beautiful baby than to take care of your own baby. Because your own baby will pass stool in your this thing, in urine, it will cry also. After growing big, it will give a lot of trouble for you. To love, it's not very easy, he said. So he said that occasional love is easy for everybody. Similarly, you find for somebody to be a playboy and hang around with a girl going here and there is very easy. But to marry someone responsibly and give her sari, ornaments, give her a house, car, and stay as a loyal and faithful and chaste husband of a wife lifelong, it requires responsibility. Is it not true? So you will find in this world nobody can dare to, you know, embrace a person with Kushtarog. Here Mahaprabhu has no reservation. With his golden complexion body, he is coming and embracing. And therefore, he is saying that such mercy is not possible for ordinary living any days. Because he says that when my body was so rotting badly, the people can get the rotting smell of this body from a long distance. And in case people plug their nose to come and see nearby, they will see a lot of pits in his body. Pits, you see, no? Like wounds, in which they will find worms. And the worms falling and is picking up and putting. Nobody will want to come near a bad smelling person like that. Actually, there is one fellow in Christian called Francis. This Francis said, if one has to attract the heart of God, one should kiss the lepers, like that he says. You should be able to kiss the lepers. That much you should love the living entities who are children of God. Actually, if you cannot kiss a leper, at least you can tolerate them. Not how much we give trouble to other living entities, we know. Correct, no? Where is that extreme and where is the extreme of, you know, kissing a leper? Here, Mahaprabhu is embracing a leper. So, we should tell Francis, here is a personality because he is Krishna himself. God himself. Yeah. And he's saying, you are a supreme lord, you are completely independent. Nobody can control you.
Kintu achila bala adamahaya. Yebe ahankara mora janmi be asiya.
Being meek and humble, the Brahman Vasudev worried that he would become proud after being cured by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Now, Vasudev was having another response. One response you saw now, in the previous verse. Now, he is showing another response now. He is saying that he looked at his body. It was very tenacious, hale and healthy, and like a golden body. Very handsome looking. Then immediately Vasudev became worried. My Lord, people will call me as a Vasudeva Amrita Prana. So here is the Vasudeva who got the great mercy of Lord Chaitanya simply by a mere embrace. And the whole world will say that, do you know what this fellow was? He had Kushtarog, he had the leprosy before, and now how his body has become handsome. Many people will come to see him, many will click photos, many will want to click photos along with him. He said, everybody will talk, no, it becomes a talk of the town, and not just talk of the town, it's going to spread like a wildfire, and what will people do? They will praise him. Vasudev, you got Gauranga's mercy. We are all fallen souls, you are a great soul, and they will try to take the dust from his feet. And that became a great fear for Vasudev, because he didn't want to become a very popular person, famous person, known for having earned the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was wondering what to do.
Prabhu kahe kabu tamara na have abhimana. Nirantara kaha tumi Krishna Krishna naam.
To protect the Brahmana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him to chant the Hare Krishna mantra incessantly. By doing so, he would never become unnecessarily proud.
The real protection is that whatever mercy we achieve, whatever post position, whatever mercy, whatever appreciation we receive, so those things should not go to our heads. And if it makes us proud, the whole job is spoiled. So therefore Mahaprabhu told him, if you nirantara Krishna Krishna naam, if you chant Krishna's names constantly, you will never become proud, he told him.
Krishna Upadeshikara Jivera Nistara Achirate Krishna Toma Karibena Angikara.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised Vasudev to preach about Krishna and thus liberate living entities. As a result, Krishna would very soon accept him as his devotee. Although Vasudev Vipra was a leper and had suffered greatly.
Lauranga Prabhu, what he says? Just 1 minute. What is the number?
We have gone beyond Paham Daridra.
148. This is a Lord Chaitanya delivering Vasudev Vipra.
Vipra was a leper and had suffered greatly, still after Lord Chaitanya cured him, he instructed him to preach Krishna consciousness. Indeed, the only return the Lord wanted was that Vasudev preach the instructions of Krishna and liberate all human beings. ISKCON. 1. Each member of this society was rescued from a very abominable condition. 2. Now they are engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. 3. They are cured of the disease called materialism. 4. They are also living a very happy life. 5. Everyone accepts them as great devotees of Krishna. 6. Their qualities are manifest in their very faces.
And then comes the important point, separately as put it.
By preaching, one will undoubtedly attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Krishna himself, without delay.
Yeah. So that point he has written separately instead of writing as 7th point. Because after having received all this, the most important outcome should be what?
I should preach.
So we all should remember that, you know, I came from a materialistic background. We had great admiration for, you know, science, scientific advancement, achieving some position in the material society. And now, the mentalism disease is cured. One is given opportunity to take the Krishna consciousness so seriously. And that has made us happy, he says. And the others are also accepting us as Krishna's devotees, and they are looking forward that we will give them some clue on how to become truly happy. Correct, no? So, therefore it becomes a duty of the devotees to preach, to go out and preach. So I made some points on prayer. One of the points I'll just show you just a minute. Here's something interesting here. Yeah, please read this. How to stay relevant in society?
How to stay relevant? The easiest way to stay relevant is to have relationships and friendships with people who are far from God. People who don't attend the temple programs. The problem for most preachers is their entire life becomes within the four walls of the temple or home. One major change they have to bring about is get a life.
What is the meaning of this? I'll tell you. Actually, all of us as preachers, we have around us three circles of devotees. One circle of devotees are already Krishna founders, initiated, very serious devotees. And practicing. And they're looking for little inspiration from you. So you take some programs for them. And even if you don't give them inspiration, they will go on anyway, because they are already initiated or about to be initiated. That's one category of people. They are most serious. And then there are people who have already taken to Krishna consciousness, chanting like, you know, 8 to 16 rounds, and they are heading towards 16 rounds and heading towards very committed life, you will find. And then there is a vast majority of society who have not even started chanting one round also. And those are the people often we don't take out time much to reach out to. We don't confront the public, you know, who have not yet come to temple. Because very laborious thing to do it is. Because you have to travel to far, far away places, go to new people. So His Holiness Japataka Swami Maharaj used to go home to home in Gulf also. I heard that during this Damodar festival, he would go 1,000 homes, practically visiting the home personally, spending a few minutes, maybe one paragraph they will sing in that Damodar Ashtakam. And then he would do some puja there, and then he would go, and that house will click photos and they'll remember for their whole life that the Swami came to our home. His Holiness Bhakti Prem Maharaj also was telling us that in villages people have a deep impression if some sadhu goes to their home. Even once if somebody visits, for their whole life they will not forget. They will say that, ISKCON, one great sannyasi or a brahmachari came to our home and we had a program one evening, and they very much value it. So he was telling that once you go to your home and you give them a mala to chant, they know the Mahamantra, it's likely that they may not get misled by so many bogus people. Bhakti Prem Maharaj was telling. So, therefore, to get a life means what? The major change that you have to bring, of course, right now we are in lockdown, so we are within four walls. But if lockdown is not there, we are locked down by another lockdown system. What is that? It's called comfort zone. We are locked down by comfort zone. We have a tendency to not go out. So he is saying that to stay relevant in society, we should feel a very strong need for preaching. Read the next one.
God is always going to call you to step out of the boat. Come out of comfort zone.
Yeah. For example, in Navdeep also, when you go from one side of the station to the other side, Navdeep, as soon as you reach that, when you have to get down from the boat, then there is a muddy place. So what seems good for us, just remain in the boat. Correct? Because outside is very muddy, you don't like it. Similarly, being in the temple and doing little preaching is more easy. But when you go out, you have to confront people who are atheistic, who are not interested, who ask 100 questions to you. Sometimes they are uninterested in you. So therefore, he says that one has to get out of the comfort zone. Oh, sorry. Okay, this is on the... this one. Read the Compassion for Suffering Masses.
Compassion for Suffering Masses. Biggest problem with preachers is that it's gotten so impersonal. People in the temple don't know how to look an unbeliever in the eye and actually love him or her and carry on a conversation with them. It's always going to be easier to hang out with believers or people who think the same way we do. It's going to be uncomfortable to build relationships with unbelievers.
Correct, na? Then you make a devotee. If somebody is struggling to develop faith in Krishna consciousness, the earliest, like Patel, Prabhupada used to, many people used to tell Patel, don't come, no, don't disturb our Swamiji. Prabhupada said, what disturbance? I like to have, conversation with him. And because of that, we have so much wealth of Prabhupada conversations with Patel. Correct, no? And Prabhupada liked to confront scientists, scholars, big, big professors, universities and all, isn't it?
I would encourage leaders not to get too caught up in methodology, because once your heart breaks enough for people, you'll find a way to get the message to them.
You see, Prabhupada actually had two heart attacks, went to America. He was actually giving the example of a fire accident in the house. When there is a fire accident in the house, your neighbor is speaking Telugu or Kannada and you speak Marathi. How will you convey to them? He would somehow get the message across to them when there is an emergency. Similarly, do we feel emergency to preach to people? If we feel, then there is a possibility that we will be able to reach to the people. Correct, no? Okay. So basically, the emphasis is on preaching.
One who hears these pastimes with great faith surely very soon attains the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya.
That is the Falashruti. Yeah, really?
A devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must engage in preaching in order to increase the followers of the Lord.
In one purport, Prabhupada says the Supreme Lord Krishna, he is very eager to see the suffering souls reclaimed back to his abode. So those who preach and increase the devotees of the Lord, they get very special mercy. Prabhupada says, like we say, no nachatasman manushyeshu kashin me priya karma. Read that.
Acharya, when a person actually revives his consciousness with thoughts of Krishna by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revives his spiritual life and becomes addicted to the service of the Lord. In other words, everyone should engage in preaching, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By thus preaching actual Vedic knowledge all over the world, one will benefit all mankind.
Yes. Finished. Jai Sri Chaitanya Tamrat ki.
Jai.
Vasudev ki. Kurma Brahman ki. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.